Hey everybody, this is a quick update slash test episode to see if the feeds are working properly and also to let people know who are on one of our feeds that your feeds may have changed or there may be an error or something and that you may need to update your feed. And for that I apologize because it's annoying, I know, but hopefully it won't be a big deal. It should be easy, an easy fix. Basically what happened is this. We have two feeds that we use, and both of them are held through FeedBurner. There's the full blog feed, which is everything, and then there is the podcast-only feed, which is what we use to send to iTunes and other podcast directories. We separate them on purpose. There's a reason why we send only the podcast feed to iTunes, and part of the problem is that iTunes will read every item as a ping, and it only registers the items that are media files, and so that means that you have basically blank slots, and it reduces the number of episodes that become available at any one time on iTunes, which is not terribly good if you have a lot of blog content between episodes. In any case, I went into FeedBurner to update the information to make sure the cast list is correct, all that kind of stuff, and FeedBurner just started renaming the feeds so that they were the same thing, which is a problem because the iTunes feed and the full blog feed are different names, they're different addresses, and when they're both pointing to the same place, iTunes is pinging and reading something that's incorrect, and in some cases, iTunes ended up reading a feed that didn't even exist. I don't know how, but it did. It created an issue, which I'm now seeing from some folks who use iTunes or an iTunes derivative program, which is that they can download episodes, which I'm assuming means that they're like archived or something, but they can't seem to subscribe correctly. Now that may not be universal, but it did seem to be an issue for some people. I don't know why. In any case, there's not much I can do to fix it because it can take up to a week for iTunes to register changes. What that means for everybody else is basically you probably should update your feed that you subscribe to for the show just to make sure that it is the correct feed that you want. There are two feeds, as I said, right? There's the full blog feed, which is feeds.feedburner.com/skiffyandfanty/full-feed. Pretty simple. And then there is the podcast-only feed, which is feeds.feedburner.com/skiffyandfanty/podcast-feed. Those are the two addresses. They're not changing. They should be the same. If you go to skiffyandfanty.com and you look on the right, you can see the full blog feed that's there as well. Basically, just make sure that your feed is correct, that you're subscribed to the right one. And if there's an error with the feed, if you have any problems, please email me or send me a tweet at skiffyandfanty or skiffyandfanty@gmail.com. And I'll get on it as quick as I can and try to correct any issues that are appearing. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, if this causes any inconvenience, and thank you very much for listening and putting up with what is undoubtedly one of the most irritating things about podcasting, feeds. So, all right, on that note, I'm out of here, so thanks for listening. Bye.